The following podcast is brought to you exclusively by the Rad Rob Radio Network.
So what's up? You ready to do the last show?
I hate this show.
I know.
When are we starting the next one?
Next week.
So much for that hiatus.
Welcome to RTW Main Event, which used to be a hard-hitting, in-depth, cutting-edge look into the world of professional wrestling. And now we basically do whatever the hell we want. So without further ado, here's your host, Radicalized Rob, Rob Francois.
Hey guys, welcome back to RTW Main Event. This is episode number 200. Technically, it should be like 204, but yeah.
It's not technically. You didn't do shows. How is it technically?
It should have been 204, like by now. It should have been.
Yeah,
like,
if my aunt had balls, she'd have been my uncle, but like it technically doesn't mean shit. Rob, what was so hard-hitting and in-depth about the wrestling show that I never listened to? Were you guys like... really, like, give me some in-depth news that nobody knew about. Like, I want to know who pooped in whose gym bag and stuff like that. Is that the in-depth, hard-hitting, and cutting-edge and unfetteredness that you had?
We didn't really do news. Actually,
but it was hard-hitting.
There was no we. Well, I mean, there was a turtle in the beginning, and then there was a Australian.
Turtles are hard. And, yeah. So if you hit them, that'd be hard-hitting.
The Aussie guy was here for a while, and dipshit Langland and Richie were here. It really wasn't in-depth or cutting-edge at that fucking point. It was really...
So you've been lying to everybody for everything.
I mean, when I did it by myself, it was pretty in-depth and cutting-edge.
Well, give me an example. What was so cutting-edge? What'd you do that was so cutting-edge?
I would come on the show and say, Monday Night Raw is the worst show ever seen in the history of wrestling shows.
Oh, all right. Well, I mean, that's cutting-edge for some people, I guess. That makes sense.
True.
Be good for you. So even now, it's like, I feel like that record should skip. Instead of it saying, and now we just do whatever the hell we want, I feel like it should just say, and now it just blows. Because That gives credence to the first show. That means it might have been good.
That's true. No, that's fair.
But we don't have to do a new signature or anything like that, or a new intro or anything. So
there's really no need for it, because we're not doing this show ever again.
Thank fucking God. My Easter gift has come true.
Yeah, I haven't told anybody else that, but, you know.
No, don't.
Can you keep a secret?
Oh, you bet.
Okay, good.
Hold on, I'm texting the group.
No. The group that you left, are you back in it now? I mean, I haven't been in there.
I'm in every group, dude. Don't you worry. I got groups after groups.
You just insert it everywhere you want.
So I got a kid.
So what's been going on the last few weeks?
I see you every other day anyway from the bowling show. Don't worry about it.
It's fine. But like...
Now we're doing kayfabe now? Hey, Ocho's here for the first time in 6 weeks, I do a show with him every week.
You're a different Ocho in this show than you are on the bowling show.
Oh, man, it's been great because I haven't had to do this show.
That's fair.
That's why the bowling show started doing so well.
No, the bowling show is actually my best performing show on the network right now. But
you're welcome. Straight Up 5 every Friday on your favorite podcast shit.
Straight Up 5 with Johnny Petraglia Jr. You know, there's not much on him that is junior, from what I heard.
I don't know how you heard that.
I heard it from weird, you. Actually. You've known for 20 years.
No, that's info that I don't even have. And still, that's not hard-hitting at all. That's very fettered, if you ask me. So,
oh, boy.
Are you ready for the final top five?
Yeah, I don't care. I just want to fucking get this over with.
I mean, it's the last...
Much like your shirt says, get this over with. I know, my reading is so good.
Yeah, no, I mean... Oh, okay. The shirt is pretty appropriate for what's going on here. So
sure. So hurry up. All right, let's go.
But I mean, it's gonna be the last refereeing job you ever do.
Oh damn!
I mean, what are you gonna do
I'll reflect on that and tweet a video about how important it was in my life. How about that? And you guys just stand by and wait for it.
During the Roman era, thousands used to flood the Colosseum to watch two gladiators go head-to-head in a fight to the death. Now, the stakes are even higher. There can be only one top five champion.
There can be only one.
This is the RTW top five challenge.
You know, Ocho goes without saying, but I'm going to say it anyway.
I know. You give more people ammo to beat you up on Twitter by saying this.
I'm going to miss that intro.
What was else? Was that what else was in the background? I heard something else. You have like a continuance?
No, that's it.
Oh, I heard something.
All right. Just a little bit of music. That's all.
Well, you can play it whenever you want. It's on your own, you know, gimmick there.
It's true. It is on my gimmick.
You know, it's like you can wake up, play it as your alarm music or whatever, or like
my ringtone. Like, where's my ringtone? And then just get hard no matter where I am. Like,
and have semis malls. Everywhere.
Yeah. That should be fine, right? Parks, playgrounds.
Right, right. All the, you know, the appropriate church.
Church. Yeah, there you go. Perfect example.
Confession. Absolutely.
I'm not Catholic. What, crazy. I go to a real church.
Oh, Scientology?
This is the finals of the RTW Top 5 Challenge Tournament of Champions. We are down to two competitors, and ultimately, there will be only one. Introducing first, he is a multi-time RTW Top 5 Challenge champion. Well, I mean, I could say this about both guys, really, but he's the only one from Canada. He hails from Toronto, Ontario, Canada, by way of his mom's house.
And vagina.
True. No, that's true. Also true, yes. I mean, you're a doctor, so I believe you.
I think that's the last time he saw one, too, but that's all right. That's neither here nor there.
But I digress. Mark E. Mark, the original champion. Welcome back to the show.
Wow, guys. Episode 200. I can't believe I made it here to the finals. But I do have to correct something. Regina, that's two provinces over, not in Ontario.
Oh, is it Manitoba? Oh, no, that's Ontario also. It's Winnipeg, Saskatchewan. Gotcha. Yeah. Okay, right on. I knew it.
I visited there when I was about 10.
So that's the last time you've seen one. But that's not bad. Take it away, Rob. What a pro. Best of the best.
These power pauses are just... so exciting. I don't know.
This is what, it's like, this is how that show he does take so long. I watched 10 minutes of it and two sentences were said because that dude just talks so slow and power pauses after every word.
Well, cutting grass is so exciting. So
good point. He's going, did you see Raw last?
It's not that bad. Jesus Christ. Wait. So. On the other side,
comment.
On the other side, he is a, I don't even know, 3 to 4, 5, 6 to 8 RTW Top 5 Challenge champion. Oh, no, that's the other guy.
That's all that matters.
That's the Barber guy. Sorry, not Babo. Bobble.
This isn't him. This is the president of the Ocho Whites. Well, I mean, the freaking one and only.
They look alike.
not really.
Hashtag Babo got screwed. Good evening, Mr. Babo. I got nothing. It's been a few weeks. I'm a little rusty.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, that was not a good opening at all.
Constantly. I mean, you're consistent. At least you're consistent at letting the people down.
No, that's fair.
Yeah, they keep the expectations low, and that's what they get.
Yeah. That's fair. What's up, Babo? Good to have you back.
Yeah, I'd say it's good to be here, but I'm here. So
he even sounds like that guy, too. It's weird.
Right? He sounds like he's that Barba guy?
Yeah. Doesn't he sound
nothing like him? Fucking tool bag. He can't even string a sentence together.
Sounds nothing like him.
Maybe it's the microphone.
Oh, what you're talking about.
I don't know. Do you guys maybe it's the same microphone?
That could be. It's free.
It's very generic. Yeah. It's the one you got. What's the one Jim I gave to everybody in the beginning of the season?
True. Yes. No, you're right about that. Tonight's top five topic. The top five reasons why RTW main event sucks. Ocho, who do you want? Starting already. Ocho, who do you want to go first?
Let's see. Bobo's president of the Ocho Whites. Marky Mark's my favorite guy. I want Six to go first because he never lost.
It's true. He never literally lost. Yeah. Semantics. Cousin Marky Mark, what do you have for your number five reasons why RTW main event sucks?
Well, it can be summed up with a simple question. What even is an RTW? Is it stand for Run the World, Round the World, Rob Talks Wrestling, Rob Talks Whatever, Ready to Whip? You know, it still hasn't been explained, and that's probably because it would take effort, and that's one thing that doesn't happen on this show.
I can't argue with that. He's pretty.
He should win. He should win the whole thing right there. Really, I mean, I think he covered all the bases. I'd say game over.
Mr. Babo.
For the bell?
Oh. No, no. I mean, I thought about it. You saw me look over, right? But no, I wasn't going to do that to you. I wasn't going to do that to you. Not yet, at least.
Just making the show suck a little more than it does. I got you.
It's hard to do. Babo's already getting drunk, so.
No, it isn't. You're making it look easy. Trust me.
Babo, what do you have for your number five? Top five reasons why RTW Main Event sucks.
Well, all you got to do is, well, present company included. Look at all your past contestants. I mean, half of them, they're either getting drunk or, excuse me.
Yep.
Or getting high. And, I mean, it just affects the quality of the show.
Does it though? I mean, does it really?
Yeah, no, well, I mean, you know, we need pros on here, and that's the thing. You get these J-Bones on here to do don't nonsense. Look at
me. I'm not the one that books the show. I can't help it, dude. It's.
I mean, well, make them, they should know how important this is. You know, I'm here every week, rock solid, ready, steady to go, prepared, my notes in front of me. I don't know, man. Yeah, Babo, ready, rock and roll. He's clean, he's shaven, he's sober as all hell. Mark obviously hasn't had a drink in his life.
Never.
So at least there's a potential. I think the only anomaly is you here, Rob. Sorry.
Well,
it's a good thing my uncle isn't here. I saw this confidential list, and of course I had to have a look, and you're just spewing off all those titles this week.
Unintentionally. So, and I have a non-disclosure against myself, so I can't be sued.
Oh, Joe, we have... Do I even have to recap it?
No, because they're both perfect answers.
Right.
Cousin Marky gets the number one to start. See, you're making me fuck up. Fucking bell. I hope you fucking cram it up your fat ass.
Cousin Marky Mark, you are up 1-0. What is your number four? Top five reasons why RTW Main Event sucks.
Well, this one's pretty simple and known to everyone around the world. Too much Rob, not enough Ocho.
Shit, he's killing it. I mean,
he's really like, damn. Babo, you got your work cut out for you.
I'd say this was a tough top five, but it was just tough narrowing down.
It's like a top 50 that you still have to find the best ones, and there's almost plainly obvious ones that you think maybe you shouldn't go to just yet. So I get it.
Yeah. So my number four is.
I didn't even intro it. You can't just.
You did.
No, you did.
No, I didn't well, say you were about Babo. To. Well, what do you have for saving your number you, four? Because
it's going to take you 10 minutes to do that.
But it's my thing. I'm the fucking.
Bob. Bo.
Babo, what do you. God damn it, Ocho. Really? Come on. The last fucking show, and you're going to do this to me.
You're. Numb. Burr four.
Babo, what do you have for your number four? Top five reasons why RTW Main Event sucks. And you can't use that one as one of your answers.
Well, I mean, it's pretty good segue. It's, I mean, your the quality of your editing, I'd say it's second to none, but it's not even second to last. It's dead last.
Ooh, that hurts. That hurts. I take pride in my editing.
It's almost non-existent.
Wow. I mean, I know I suck as a host, but I usually, you know, take credit for pretty good, you know, editing and engineering and sound quality and
Is that really his fault, or should we blame the producer?
That's true.
You can call it a shitty producer. Yeah.
Okay. All right. We'll do that. Ocho, we have Mark with, you know, we need more Ocho. And Babo with I suck.
It says the same thing. It's we need less Rob all around.
Pretty both much. Of
them. So this is a tough one. But I like cousin Marky Mark's wording better. So he's getting an early lead, man. the bell.
Cousin Marky Mark, you're up 2-0. You must be feeling pretty good right now.
I feel all right. I did have a couple bites of cake before we started, so the sugar is just about ready to kick in.
Nice. What kind of cake?
Was it last week's win or something, or like a win from like 20 weeks ago?
That's a week from episode 98.
Oh, all right. So it's
I just started replaying the episodes. Knowing
it's risen.
That,
much like our Lord, it's risen.
Oh, you know, there is a DVD on the table the other day, and I wanted to watch it. I said he has risen, and then it said .. huge, yeah. And then but my mom said you're not old enough to watch that yet. So you know, it's probably like one of those like sequels to like
it's like Passion of the Christ or something.
Yeah,
like
exactly.
That.
Yeah. It's probably a number because after he gets you know. Crucified.
Yeah, when he gets resurrectioned, again, that's the thing. Like you never want to once the resurrection starts, then it's more adult themed.
Sounds like one of those gentlemen movies.
Well, mostly gentlemen are at church.
Well, up here in Canada, we don't discriminate on gender. So,
gentle person.
Yes.
Gentle lit movies.
Cousin E, what do you have for your number three top five? Reasons why RTW main event sucks.
Well, this kind of builds on the last answer I gave, and too much Rob, not enough Marksman family members. I mean, we never got to meet Ty, Susie, my cousin Susie. She never got a chance. Usually, she's helping my mom upstairs, just baking the cakes because she said that Susie needs to come over and help her beat it, and.
I was going to ask, is Susie the stunt double for cake baking? Because I feel like I've seen her a handful of times, but it's always she's always got like this hazmat suit on.
Yeah, she also helps with cleanup around the house. A lot of trash bags she's always taken to the curb.
Yeah. All right. That is her. All right. Yeah, she's a nice woman. And so we never got to meet her. I didn't know if she was coming on. I would have put in a word. I know the host.
Bobo, what do you have for your number three top five reasons why RTW main event sucks?
Nobody really wants to be here.
I mean, Mark does. He gets paid in cake, and the rest of the family got paid, you know, in Denny's coupons and all kinds of stuff. So, I mean, you're the only one that hasn't got paid, technically.
Yeah,
he's
exactly.
Barely on. So, right. I mean, because what Barba Maximo got the CC's franchise and the, you know, the war.
Yeah. You funded the whole island's friggin'.
I did.
Political.
Financial political system.
War. Yeah, right, right.
Yeah. And I can't even get an expired coupon.
Fresh out of coupons.
Ocho, who
was that your answer,
one?
Though, by the way?
Jesus
like, is that,
Christ.
Was that.
That was his answer.
Yeah, there's no motivation anymore. Nobody wants to be
here. Nobody wants to be here. All right.
Yeah. Okay. Why do you think it took so long to record?
That's fair. No, he's right. Oh, Joe, what do you got for this one?
I was only kidding about all those excuses I had. It's like, you really think I had to go pick up a house with my bare hands? Like, I actually said, Rob, I have to pick up a house. You were like, a real house? I was like, yeah, it's like, you know, it's a ranch, so it won't be too heavy. And you're like, okay, good luck with that. And I was like, holy shit, he bought it.
Yeah, he was converting it into a raised ranch.
Basically, for the flood zones, you know, there's a lot of flooding around here. Bobo wins this one. Okay, I like that one, even though it's probably the wrong one.
It was the wrong one.
You've hit the freaking bell a million times, and yet you still get it wrong half the time. Freaking chump. Cousin Marky, what is your next answer on The Price is Right?
Cousin Mark, what do you have for your number two top five reasons why RTW main event sucks?
Well, I just got to say there's just not enough categories where the Vashon Snack Cake Company could be the answer. There's so many more delicious treats we could have talked. You know, they just released maple-flavored flakies. Oh. Maple-flavored cupcakes.
Wow.
And maple-flavored milfoys.
And what?
Milfoys.
Bless you.
It's French.
For what?
Menthols?
For milfoy.
Oh, that makes sense. What is a milfoy?
It's a snack cake.
Okay. Like, it's got a, it's, so this is like a syrupy kind of thing, right? This maple, what was it
it's called? It's like a milfoy.
All right.
It's like, it's six to eight layers, maybe, between cake and icing.
Oh, wow.
And, has, yeah.
By the way, I thought we weren't saying snack cake anymore. I thought it was snick cake.
Snick cakes is what it is, yeah. But that's because he's, the Canadians know how to say it.
Baba, what do you have for your number two? Top five reasons why RTW main event sucks.
Well, I tried to keep them off my list since, you know, I'm the president of the fan club, but Ocho never does the thing.
No, he doesn't. I've asked him every week since he's been here.
200 times.
At least, yeah. Well, I mean,
199.
He hasn't been here that long, but yeah, it seems like it. Yeah, no, he's right. So we have Mark with not enough categories in top five where he could talk about the lovely, delicious Vachon snick cakes. And then we got Babo. Babo says you never do the number one thing. Yeah.
That's crazy because I once heard my mom overheard her say, man, Ocho really knows how to use that thing. So maybe Babo just hasn't seen him.
Wrong place, wrong time for Babo, I feel like.
Yeah.
It's probably the time zone, I think. That's
well, what he knows how to use. Oh, okay.
I can do it. I can use it. It's all relative. However, Babo's got a point, so he wins the point. And that may all change tonight, by the way, just to let you know.
Wow, spoiler alert.
Well, who knows? That's why they keep coming back.
So we are down to the final answer of the final top five ever.
Is this the first tie we've had?
Yeah, at this point, hold on. No?
We've never been tied.
Definitely not tied in a tournament final.
Not in a tournament final. Right. Yeah, that's right. That's right. Okay. Ocho,
in April.
It's the last one. Can you please just humor me? Just say there can be only one.
All right. So I purposely saved this. No.
There can be only one.
There can be only one. Number one, top five reasons why this show fucking sucks. Cousin Marky Mark. I don't know how you're going to still, you know, get cakes from your mom after the show's over. I know she doesn't listen, but I mean, eventually, like a couple of years down the road, right?
Yeah, he's got about 2 years, I feel like.
At least. Between, but after that, I mean.
He's on episode 98, so figure that, time zones, things like that. Yeah, he'll be all right.
Well, God
Maybe
bless
you. Maybe there'll be a new show by then.
God bless you if you still end up getting cakes from your mom or pies. I mean, pies from your mom are good, too. I heard she has really good pie.
And my uncle talks about how good her pie is, but
there you go. See,
never had any.
Well, maybe you should ask her for it.
You might be due. I mean, I feel like you're owed even that for at this point.
What do you have for your number one top five reasons why RTW main event sucks?
Well, it's an audio podcast. Yet every week, Rob requires us to be on video chat. And there's always a note before. It says, pants are strictly prohibited from being worn. And make sure the camera only shoots from the waist down. And because of that, I never get to see Ocho's beautiful eyes.
He does have really nice eyes. I've seen him a few times.
Know? I wouldn't know. I wouldn't know.
The vacation to Ochoville.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah.
But pants were no option then either.
I
don't know if you looked up.
Oh, I snuck a glimpse of your eyes when you saved me after the tree fell.
Oh, with the tree. That's right. The tree fell.
Yep.
Right.
So as you were there on top of me, I looked up and I saw your eyes.
Mm.
It was a magical moment, really.
I feel sick.
In fact, I heard the song, This Magic Moment, playing in the background.
No.
Maybe that was your phone.
Babo!
What are we doing?
What is your number one?
Oh, yeah, Babo. Mr. Babo, president of the Ochoites. This is your final chance to win the final top five finals ever.
And what an empty sentence without the word final in it.
Finally.
Just so you don't get screwed. What am I talking about?
Dude, you are fucking awful.
I forgot what I was doing.
Bobo, what you said, just so you don't get screwed, and then you went into your fucking Drake 48-second power pause between every word. Not Drake, it's
fucking Brad Shepard, you dipshit.
Oh, Brad, right. Who's Drake? Drake. The singer from Canada, that's right.
Bobo, what do you have for your number one top five reasons, other than me, why this show sucks?
That's a very big disclaimer in there, man.
That wasn't part of the... That wasn't part of the deal there.
That's not the question. Don't worry, Bobo.
Cheese and crackers. Well, I mean, there could be plenty of things, like the belt you sent me was fake. You can't pronounce thanks or folks or snakes.
Yolks.
But, I mean, really, it's the fact that the greatest champion ever, the heart and soul of the show, the man, the myth, the sixth, was banned.
The Sith, like from Star Wars, or the sixth?
The sixth.
Yep.
So he wants to tease me for how I speak, and then he can't even say sixth.
Oh, he said it fine. Don't worry.
Yeah.
It was Rob terminology is what it was.
Oh, you're an asshole. All right, so we have Mark with... The fuck was your answer, Mark?
My balls. And no eyes.
No eyes of Ocho.
I can't see Ocho's eyes, just his balls. Right, got it. And Bobo is pissed off that Grappler 6, Mark Slayer 6, whatever the fuck he's calling himself, El Americano, Dickface 060, is no longer...
You're just a dicko is what you are.
He's no longer on the show. Technically never lost his soul. Well, I mean, he didn't have to sit through this, right? So he should be happy.
He's lucky as all hell. This guy, that's why he already won.
What do you got for this one, Ouch?
No brainer. Bobo takes it. Sorry. I know you like my eyes, Mark. I'm sorry, but I'm gonna send you an autographed selfie, with both the pants off and my eyes in the same picture. So that's what you're gonna get as a second place winner. And a cake.
Before we make it official,
beef.
I just want to say for the last time that no matter how ridiculous this segment has gotten, is it got or gotten?
Has became.
Gotten. Became? I like became. Become. Become. Okay.
Begotten.
Begotten.
Speaking of which, there was another DVD I saw on the shelf. I might check it out later. And yeah,
coming said, of age, I think.
Yeah, you can become all over me. I don't get it.
It's a religious thing. You have to, like, it's part of the prayer.
Can I go to hell just for guilty by association with you assholes?
Well, we're already there right now, so
that's fair.
Rob, your potty mouth might get you there, though.
That's true. It's not.
That's what my mom says.
Don't tell me that potty mouth is another video, because that's just one I don't want to watch.
Oh, shit. No, I didn't want to say that either. That might be another title. No, it's called We Like to Potty.
Before we talk to the... God damn it. I am going to miss this just a little bit. Not much, but a little bit. Before we talk to both competitors... Let's make it official. Throw down for the last time to the official voice of RTW, Mr. Howard Schwenker.
The time of the fall. Thank God it's over. And the winner, still and new, is six. But in his place, it's Bobo.
Mr. Bobo, you are... the RTW Top 5 Challenge Tournament of Champions champion. But before we get to what you have to say, we must talk to the loser. And for the last time, there is only one loser. And that's Cousin Mark. Mark, how do you feel about losing the last RTW Top 5 Challenge ever?
Well, it's a sad day. You want me to send the belts to Bobo then? Or
Yes. Yes.
That's terrible.
All 6 to 8 of them.
Poor kid's got nothing now.
I mean, you want to keep one of them? You can keep one. Just pick one of them, and you can keep that one. Just send.
I'll probably keep the belt that's holding my pants up right now.
It's a good idea. It's probably a good idea. Well, I mean, unless you want to get into the family business, and then you don't need a belt anymore to hold up your pants, right? So just, yeah, you don't even need pants, really.
He doesn't know this stuff. You're not. Don't blow his world up, which is another video coming out soon. But we don't need him knowing this stuff. This is above him, his head. Like, he doesn't.
Oh, stop. No, it'll be below him, too.
This is like telling him that there's no.
There's no Sunokos in Canada. It's just, yeah. It's
just don't do that
there
to
isn't?
The guy.
No, there is no Sunokos.
No Sunokos.
No.
Oh, there's no snow cones, he said.
What? Yes.
Oh, that's even worse. Shit. Chevrons.
Okay, we can do without those.
Okay.
All right. Holy shit.
I mean, are you still going to be able to get cake for, you know, the next 12 to 18 months?
Yeah, like Ocho was saying, I'm on 98, so I got another 102 weeks to go. So hopefully something comes of this in about 2 years' time.
Hopefully something comes in 2 years?
Yeah, I'll be waiting. Patiently. Right here. Every Monday. Send me a link.
Bobo, you have finally redeemed yourself in the eyes of two or three that listen to the show. You are the final champion, which it's a good thing and a bad thing because, well, we're not going to be doing this segment anymore, so technically you won't be able to defend your title. So, yeah, there's
that. What do you mean final?
I mean, that's it. Like, I wasn't joking. Like, this is the last main event RTW thing ever. Like,
but
you can't come back next week. You can't. Actually, we're not even going to give you the belts because we need them back anyway.
They're just props.
Yeah.
I was counting on that to fund future endeavors.
Oh, no, you are a future endeavor. Don't worry about that, but there's no funds. Eli spent every single last penny. And Dreidel before he left.
I mean, I'm sure Mark had fun here.
You can't even call Eli and, like, try to get anything out of him?
Eli's not taking my calls.
Oh.
And I don't know where the fuck Jimmy is. So, I can't access the safe. We've been over this for the last 6 to 8 weeks, and since Eli left, I have no access to anything.
This is ridiculous. I got screwed again?
I mean, you're the champ, technically, on paper.
I mean, on paper, yeah. I mean, you can tell people you're the champ. You can go around.
What am I, a 30-second champ?
Or you could buy your own belt and just tell people
you're the champ. That was my nickname in high school.
High school, yeah. No, I remember that, too. Shit. Well, maybe we'll get you a Connecticut School of Broadcasting diploma or something like that. We'll print that out online and just like...
That's not worth anything, really.
I mean, I can literally get one in 6 to 8 weeks.
Yeah.
But do you have to do anything for it?
That's what I was going to use the title for. I was going to trade that and get the cash to pay for that.
Gotcha.
All and right, actually, well, you know, make a decent show.
Well, this is kind of awkward. I mean, I thought you were picking up on the subtle hints that I said that this is the last, you know...
Maybe they were too subtle.
Yeah, it was the finals. It was the last.
Oh,
meaning a new card, and he's going to be the defending champ. Yeah, look, yeah.
Just like you know, it's a new season. Records are swiped over, and
that's on me.
Everybody's null. I'm the champ.
No, I'm sorry, dog. That's on me. That's my bad. That's I didn't do a proper job of explaining that. Shit.
But you'll be fine.
Yeah, I'm sure. I mean, I won't have to. Be here.
Well, he still wants you here every month. Well, at least waiting for the link, just in case.
Just in case.
Yeah, I'll keep my DMs open.
Fucking cat just eats nonstop.
Is that the one that hid in the fucking wall or something?
They both do. No, they're both fucking, they're fucking retarded. It's like 51st dates. By the end of the day, they're like all warmed up to us. And then the fucking next day when we get home, you know, they're like, who the fuck are these guys? They're like, holy shit, we're being robbed. Get the fuck out. And they hide for hours.
That's what my wife does.
She just hates you.
Welcome back to RTW Main Event.
Welcome back to the second segment of the Main Event. You know what's sad about this show, Ocho? Besides
this
everything.
Show.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, besides that. You know, for episode 100, I had all kinds of people, you know, send me you know, either videos or audio recordings congratulating us on 100 episodes. We had Sean Mooney. I don't know if you know who he is. I mean, he was from the 80s. He was the event center guy in WWF TV, so he congratulated us. The Solid Monster, who has an award-winning podcast, Solid Monster Sounds Off, he sent in a message. All kinds of people from around the industry. Even ones that Wangland bought on Cameo, which was kind of funny, that we got grilled for. But
the ones from Brazil?
that's funny, actually. But for this, we got nothing. Nothing at all. Like, nobody even cares. Nobody even listens.
No one knows.
No one knows. Nobody listens anymore. The funniest part of the whole thing, and I don't know how the numbers got fucked up. I don't know why the episodes, I mean, even though it's my show, I don't know why the episodes got labeled the way they did.
Hey, am I still on camera? Because I'm reading something.
No, no, not at all.
Really?
Yeah.
Now?
You're still on camera, dick face.
Oh, I was?
Yes.
Oh, you dick.
So, even though this is episode 200 of the Main Event, I mean, I've done RTW Rewind, I've done, you know, bonus shows and watch-alongs and stuff like that. On the RTW feed, there's 430 episodes. So, honestly, if you really want to get technical about it, this is show number 431.
So maybe that's why no one's sending anything.
Maybe. Yeah, because it's kind of confusing. Like, they look at my feed like, what, he's got more than 200 episodes? Fuck him. He didn't. Yeah, so I think that might have something to do with it. Or nobody, like you said, nobody listens anymore.
It's that.
You think so?
Yeah.
You ready for the good, bad, and ugly?
No.
It's now time for the good, the bad, and the ugly.
Ocho, I know you've been gone for a few weeks, and I know you've had a lot going on, to which, you know, I asked you what was going on, and you never told me, so.
I haven't had anything going on.
You must have had.
I just didn't want to be here.
No, well, that's fair. That's fair.
Just like, delaying the inevitable.
Like I said, it's a tale of two Ochos. Like, on our bowling show, you're happy and jovial, and I mean, you still give me shit because, you know, that's what you do. You don't like me anyway, but you're at least nice to Johnny and, you know.
I've known the guy for 20 years, you know. He's a
it's fair.
He's a well, he's him.
You're genuinely interested in that show.
Because there's a topic. How about that? See, Rob, when there's a show, there's usually like a premise, a topic, something to engage about, which is pretty basic as far as like putting a show together. This has none of those things.
Can I be honest with you?
No.
Can I be dishonest with you?
Sure.
So the first show that you and I ever did, like, as I wouldn't say the first show, but the first show, like, solo that you and I did.
Which time?
Without the grapplers and all that.
We've done 25 first shows.
That's fair. The first time you came on and we had, like, a three-hour love fest about fucking our favorite cereals, and I learned about Casey and protein and all kinds of shit.
Like, you were calling audibles, man. That's what it was. It was like it was just a show. It was a flyby night. So you might have maybe had this whole outline in your head and were just pulling audibles out, which then let it flow. It let the love flow.
But that was like the most fun I ever had doing a show. So I'm like, man, Ocho's really good. Like, I think we have good chemistry together. We had really good chats.
Yeah, awesome.
And then I said, you know what? I'm tired of fucking editing. I'm just going to leave everything in there. I'm tired of fucking, you know, having to come up with ideas for a show. So I had Mark come up with all the fucking shows when I, you know, did the top five.
So you admit you're done editing, and yet you took offense to the lack of editing as one of the answers in the top five earlier.
Pretty much, yeah.
Oh, okay, all right. So it was just it hurt the heart, really, but it was still true. Got it. I understand.
So,
and now you're playing on your phone. So
I just got a text from my wife. If, you know, if you don't mind, I just
look. But she really does avoid you.
She does. Actually, no, it's from Johnny. Johnny Petrarca Jr. just texted us, our group chat, the only one that you're still in. So,
yeah, I didn't look at it.
I got tired of watching wrestling every week, right? So I just thought I'd do some happy, fun, you know, just easy show and do some funny bits and have some comedy, but
it could have still been, but there was no topic.
None. And it dragged on for way too long. Like, how much can you really do with a kayfabe top 5 contest, right?
And the fact that you made it a top 15 at two times or something like that. We had we had 3-hour shows. Gilligan's Island was only supposed to be a 3-hour tour. Mm-hmm. And two of our shows went longer than that.
It's true. And somewhere along the line, you just didn't want to fucking be here anymore. Which, to your credit, you're still here. I mean, I got to give you credit for that.
Somewhere it was about week 3, and then I was like, "Well, maybe this will end soon." If I've been hiding it well. I feel like
no.
I don't think anybody can tell.
Well, maybe they. I can tell because you told me you hate this fucking show every time we talk. So,
well, I mean, and it's during the show too. So, I mean, I thought I was kind of easing it in there. I really. Like, my taglines are always good. Oh, yes. What's this one? Worst show of all time? Okay, so maybe I'm hinting a little bit here and there.
You're very subtle about it.
I don't want to hurt anybody's feelings. Ocho's a nice guy. That came out of the bag like a year ago on Bromance, unfortunately.
You are a nice guy, and you're very loyal. And I do appreciate you being here every week, even if you don't want to be. But plus, we do the bowling show. It'd be kind of awkward if you just said, fuck you, I don't want to record with you anymore, but then we'd still do the bowling show. I mean, it'd be kind of weird.
Not really.
Right? No? You don't think so?
No. It wouldn't be fuck you, I don't want to record anymore. It'd be fuck you, this show sucks. Let's do the bowling show. That one's good.
That's fair. No, that's fair.
I mean, why have 30 shows that suck and one with potential when you can have one good one?
But I mean, we've had some fun, right? Like, some of the top 5s are funny.
Yeah, don't try and drag it out of me. I've laughed on occasion.
We've all cracked up. And, you know, that I do edit some things. Like, some things are just
you
fucking.
You just hate it that I'm not drinking. Ridiculous. That's all.
You aren't drinking anymore. Yes, that is true. The show got worse when you stopped drinking. It's all your fault. In any event,
you and your damn liver, you know, stop being.
You know, you can live without a liver, right? I mean, Mickey Mantle did for a while.
No, he didn't. That's just it. That's why he's dead.
Lou Gehrig, dilute Gehrig's disease. Who would have thought?
I mean, you should have got something else.
You should have. Like,
I feel like we're at a perfect time for a new.
No, we are.
Disease, like, named for somebody. Like, there's going to be a Rad Rob something. There has to be.
I thought you were going to say we're at a good time to do a new show, which actually we are. So.
That too. Oh, that too. But I think coming up with a new disease. I mean, look, if the last guy who had Lou Gehrig's disease, you know, I mean, the last guy who was named for a disease so rare that he was the first one that, you know, they named it after, I feel like we're due for that.
We are due for that. Well, I thought that was COVID, but they didn't name it after anybody.
Okay. That was stupid. That was. Tell us everybody about the new show that's going to happen.
That was really bad. I didn't even get a crack out of you. Not even. So the new show, in case we don't get back to it at the end of the show, is going to be, it's not really new, it's a new format. It's RTW Rewind, which is already on this same feed. So nothing's going to change. It's still going to be the one feed, the right feed, the fun feed.
You can still not listen, but download the episode anyway. We don't care.
But Johnny Petraglia Jr. from Straight Up 5 will be joining us each and every week. We're going to be doing, we're talking about retro movies, music, politics, food, you name it. It's on the table. And I think it'll be fun. And we all get along well on the bowling show. So let's see if that success transforms over to this one. It kind of revives the brand. Because right now it's dead as fuck. Like, seriously, nobody listens to this fucking show anymore. Like, at one time.
I'm shocked.
At one time, I was, you know, charting on the Apple charts every week. And now it's like, I think we're number 13 in Brazil, maybe. I don't fucking know.
There's no way we're that high. No way.
Baba was that high tonight. But
good for him. Yeah. He's the only one. That's how people have to tolerate the show now.
It got out of control. It did. And I let it happen. Because, I mean, it's my show. Right?
Exactly. You know. So, you know what we should do? What was your good? Because we never got there yet, did we? I don't
even fucking know. Doesn't matter at this fucking point.
No, it doesn't. So I say fucking skip it.
Skip it. Let's skip it. Because I got to go in 15 minutes anyway. Because I got to go on with the real show with Drake Wirtz and do Uncanceled. Yeah. But
and then there's another show with Burr. ass. Duh. Shh. Eppard.
That's the one. Brad Shepard Unleashed.
Love my imitation.
He is. He does. He's a big fan of you, by the way. Brad Shepard.
I don't know who the fuck he is.
No,
I don't know
how
the
you fuck should listen. To, I mean, have you really listened to the show? Is that why you're getting the power?
I listened to it. I saw it on YouTube. It came up on my Ocho feed.
Well, that's good.
I was like, oh shit, let me check it out. And I realized how little you say. And I was like, I wrote. I think Rob's the most entertaining person in the world here. So I wrote something clever.
I know my place. Like Brad's the fucking star of the show, and I'm the producer. You know, I don't know.
Anybody's the star. Maybe there's like a twinkle.
That's fair. That's fair. You didn't enjoy the show at all. Like, he's pretty.
I didn't watch. No, I really watched like maybe 5 minutes of it.
He's got your sense of humor. You guys would get along great.
I was busy.
Yeah.
No, I should. I should check it out. I don't. Honestly, that's the first time I've seen him. I thought he was somebody totally different. So.
Gotcha. Yeah, a lot of people.
I don't pay much attention. That's the other thing.
Well, you never did here either. So.
I don't know. Look, well, that's the guy your thing, though, who right? The fuck Johnny Batraglia was. I didn't know who the fuck. I didn't know that dude who was on our show that I've been goofing with since 2004 was some bowler dude.
That's true.
I thought he was one of them freaking dumb drunks at the bowling alley like me.
You didn't know Megan Flair's dad was Ric Flair, the greatest wrestler of all
time. I didn't know it was Megan Flair is what the problem was. How the fuck would I know? I knew who Ric Flair was. I thought she had a military dad because she's like, well, he lived everywhere.
That's true. That's true. Well, since we're breaking down all the walls here on the fucking show, Ocho is a real doctor in real life. Like, I know that's kind of a funny gimmick on here, and that's something that I kind of did a long time ago by when I was fighting with the grapplers. Kind of, I was an asshole and exposed Ocho's identity. So then you owned it to your credit, and you just start calling yourself Dr. Ocho. So I mean, you had a pretty good run out of it.
Plus, your insults weren't that good.
No, not at all.
Because they were like, oh, look at him. And then they made fun of me about like all the expensive shit I had. And they were
right,
what a loser.
He's goofing on this guy.
With all that money.
This guy's a real doctor, and he's fucking goofing on him. Yeah, it wasn't.
What a loser. What kind of a loser would become a doctor?
It wasn't one of my best times. So.
Honestly, I think you were following Wangatang's lead
a little bit.
Because he said most of the stuff. And so that's when I still remember 6 and 7 we were talking and I'm like, dude, but they're not even good at it. And then we all just started goofing on me as a joke. Like,
yep.
Boy, what loser would become a doctor? What kind of a freaking idiot that has no life and wants to amount to nothing? Fucking, we were crying. We were laughing so hard.
Wasn't one of my best moves.
And I remember 7 tweeting back like one time, like, yeah, that sucks for us to have a doctor in our group. That really ruins our credibility.
Yeah, with fucking 20-inch guns. Man.
It was so fucking good.
It was.
But it was, that's why, and honestly, and nobody cared anyway.
Nobody did.
Hey, nobody cared for one because we weren't really fucking known anyway. I don't even think I started Skyping with Vince only recently. So I was starting to climb a little bit, but it wasn't like somebody was going to go, hey, did you hear? You know, I think 3 people heard and that was it. And it never went any further than that. And nobody gave a shit.
Right.
Like they were like, it's still Ocho. Who gives a fuck?
So the running joke was like, you were the fucking star of the group. Like you were just branching off and going into business for yourself. And it's all about Ocho, right? Like you were just doing your own thing. Well, you know, you kind of stopped fucking with people on Twitter and you'd come back every now and then. But the running joke on Twitter was that Ocho just, we don't even know if he's a grappler anymore, but like he just fucking does his own thing. Like, you're the anomaly. You're Ocho. You have no.
Well calculated. Cause I was supposed to be like, we were even going to do something like, something like that originally. Like it was almost like in basketball when they fucking, I forget their names, but Trey Parker, or Matt Stone, like has his own throne on the fucking dugout and like has the king like written behind him. Yeah. And like, I'm so over the top and asshole. Like, oh, it was almost like The Rock in the Nation of Domination kind of thing. Like,
yeah.
We'd already, we were very calculated, pardon me. But that was funny. That was super funny. And then it was fucking 3 fucking funny ass years, that's for sure.
Eventually, you did just kind of break off on your own, just become fucking.
Yeah, it was. Well, there was nothing else going on, really.
Yeah.
I didn't want to get kicked off of Twitter. So I started backing off because of that.
You're the only one that didn't.
Well, I mean, because there were times where I'd get nervous when I'd get the 24-hour ban. And right. I'd be like, all right. Part of it is out of laziness because I didn't want to fucking have to redo the account and everything. And like, that's going to be such a pain in the dick. And so, but, and the fact that my info was already out there, that was the other thing. So yes. But even still, I just didn't want to get kicked off of Twitter because then we had nobody on anyway. So then we had nobody even freaking troll anybody.
Yep. And now, I mean, 6 and 7 are back to doing it, but it's not the same. Like, the whole vibe has changed. Like, people are so goddamn overly sensitive. Like, it's easy to slay people now because
you almost can't. Well, yeah, you're almost.
You can't even have fun with it anymore.
You can't even do it. Well, what used to be was the swarm.
Right.
The swarm was always the freaking. That was the best part of it. And then.
That's how we met, because, you know, fucking
Coon we got on me. Your guys' defense or something for some. Oh, it was Coon. That's right.
Coon got on me, and then, like, the Russo fucking, you know, the brand got on it, and then the grapplers got on it, and it just blew up from there. That's how you and I met, was because of Matt Coon. So
somebody, that was and a then good old we days. Started, we, and then Six created that, the grappler signal.
Yes.
And that became like a thing.
Just throw up the grappler signal whenever you need us. So, I mean, that was.
That was funny.
It was good stuff. Funny.
Well, stop fucking burning bridges with people and you get people to stay on your side. You got everybody blocked now. You got every friend you had is blocked. How the hell do you manage to do that? I haven't blocked one person.
Yeah. I mean, I just want that negativity in my life. I mean, to be honest.
Negative.
Right? Those who know. And you know. So we don't have to.
Some stuff, but some shit is just funny.
Depends who you are. But look, I appreciate being here every week. Like, I really do. Like, all jokes aside.
What are we even talking about? Yeah, what
we're even just. Fuck it. I mean, the show's. This incarnation of the show is over, so there's no point in kayfabing shit anymore. Obviously, people know that Barba and Baba were the same person. If they didn't know, they're oh, come on. You're pretty stupid if you don't realize that.
By the way, I'm not kayfabing that I hate the show.
No, you still hate the show. Like, no,
that's not gimmick. Like, if I'm sure there's recordings off air that are like, oh fuck, we're not done yet.
I've had fun doing this, you know, kind of show.
And it's a little break from reality.
It is.
And it's a dumb break. But
getting back to my initial point, I hated watching wrestling.
That's right.
I just want to do something fun where I didn't have to like break down Raw and SmackDown every week or AEW and NXT because I was doing all those shows by myself every week and it just got fucking tiring. So I'm like, you know what? I like Ocho. He's, you know, I have a good.
Was it even worth it to do it though? Like, it was like, was the payoff? Like, not the payoff. But, I mean,
to pop myself or to pop you? Yeah, it was
fucking. No. There's Raw shows.
Like, oh no, there's the no Raw shows. Like, no, because everybody else does it. Why did I want to be just another fucking mark or, you know, with a fucking microphone talking about wrestling? Like, everybody else does.
And saying 80% of the same stuff that everybody, because I mean, I doubt there's much difference.
What else can you say about
besides people, right? Besides
wrestling people sucks, right?
The moves, like, are cool, and that's about it. There's two sides of the fence. But
so I want to do something different.
That's what it was. I was like, I'm just thinking, like, how, God, that must have been awful.
It was, especially doing it by myself because all my co-hosts left because apparently I'm too hard to work with. But yet,
how do you manage?
You've been my longest running co-host, so
because I don't have to do anything.
Right? I was gonna say, I don't know what that says for you, but thank you for being. We've had some fun shit, right? I mean, like the whole thank you thing.
I still laugh.
Yeah, most of the top five stuff was funny, like the Uncle Tim stuff with the OnlyFans. Yeah, did that get ridiculous? Sure. But it's still fucking funny to me.
Like, that was kind of the point of it. It was almost like, just how absurd can it be?
How over the top can we be? Because nobody gives a fuck.
And then it was like, oh, that's another title. And you're like, how absurd can it be? Well, okay, maybe that does fit. All right, I got to go. Oh, that's coming out in 2 weeks. I got to go? Really?
It did get out of control. And I was going to do this big bit at the end with Jimmy coming back. And like the Jimmy.
Oh, you're not even going to do that?
No, I'm fucking, dude. I got like 7 minutes left, really. Like, seriously, this is the last of this show that we're
going to
do.
Are we doing the other thing at least?
No, we're not. Well, we should do Polly at least.
All right.
Wait, who? That's another kayfabe thing. Yeah, they're the same person, if you guys couldn't tell.
It's actually
kind of
funny.
It was kind of fucking funny. All right, yeah, that's a good idea. So for the last time, here is the final intellect of the week.
It's time for everybody's favorite segment.
His people are completely literal. Metaphors are going to go over his head.
Nothing goes over my head. My reflexes are too fast. I would catch it. I said it before and I'll say it again. Life moves pretty fast. You don't stop and look around once in a while, you could miss it.
Here's,
well, me
with
the intellect of the week.
He didn't fall? Inconceivable.
You keep using the word. I don't think it means what you think it means.
Well, hello, friends. I've been let go. I haven't really been sure why they decided to let me go. And I'm sure they have fantastic reasons, because the people that do this great podcast, they're such great people. But I've just been informed that I've been let go. And, Wait, what? You're such an imbecile. Good evening to each and every one of you imbeciles out there. Welcome back. Apparently they're paying me one last time. Well, I've been getting paid this whole time. But as Polyester the Evil Tailor and this imbecile to my left, apparently, who just got fired, we're off to bigger and better things now. Well, me, I don't know about this imbecile next to me, but I guess I should be saying that the imbecile of the, well, I guess of all time for the show would have to be Radicalized Rob, or Robert, or Imbecile Rob, or the imbecile who started the Ninja Turtle podcast, or the imbecile that changed it from the Ninja Turtle podcast to what was the latest thing? I'm not quite sure, but this guy's been an imbecile since day one. I've been cashing paychecks from this imbecile, not doing a job. And apparently they told me to come back to dismiss this crying imbecile over here to my left. Well, I guess now he's to my right now. But the imbecile of all time, the imbecile of all imbeciles, is and for well, always will be Radicalized Rob. Not quite sure what his plans are in the future, but he should probably just hang up his microphone and never speak of this these imbecilic ideas of trying to do a wrestling podcast when he really doesn't necessarily care for wrestling. It's just one genius's opinion over an imbecile. But I guess that'll be it for this week, and I guess for all time. I would say tune in again next week to find out who the imbecile of the week is. But well, we're being taken down. So that'll do it for forever. Maybe, I guess. For myself, Polyester, and this imbecile to my left. Well, now he's back to my right. No, he's back to my left again. stop being imbeciles, please.
Well, Ocho, I finally made the list. I've been trying for almost 4 years now to become the imbecile of the week. And finally, on the final one, I finally become the final imbecile of the week. Finally.
Finally.
Yeah. I don't know if I mentioned that. It feels good. It feels good, man.
No, it's well deserved, and I agree with everything he said.
Of course you do. I always try to end this show on a funny note. It's kind of been our gimmick and all that, but I feel like don't feel like doing that, honestly. Why put more time and effort into thinking of something funny to say?
Exactly, especially when you're not funny.
Thank you for listening to this edition of RTW Main Event. You can follow the show on Twitter at RTW Brand. Follow Red Rob at Rad Rob Gaming. And follow the Ocho
at the DR Ocho.
We appreciate all of your support. You've been listening to RTW Main Event right here on the Rad Rob Radio Network.